A quarter century of work to get equitable broadband service across the U.S. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. I have Tom Faree back today for a bit more about the Kentucky-based nonprofit Connected Nation and its work to get high-end digital services across the country.
From our earliest beginnings, the rural communities and the ag communities have been where our mission has rightfully gone. I've always felt a special connection to those communities, and I would just like to say to them, there's a lot of things to be concerned about as we look at AI and some of the negative effects of technology and its work against our sense of humanity. We see it represented in our daily lives today, but I still hold to the premise that technology is inherently a good thing.
There's been progress in the last 25 years, says Faree, but there's still work to do.
We're not resting on laurels. We're looking ahead. Some of the things that are challenging us right now, I'm proud to say over our 25 years, we've survived 4 presidential changes, and amongst those party changes as well, countless governors of both stripes, Republican and Democrat, have called Connected Nation a friend. We are out here to do the yeoman's work of getting folks connected and making it a part of their improved quality of life. It reminds me of the old African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And my goodness, we've gone 25 years and we're going further from here.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.